USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Early results from Russia's presidential election show President Vladimir Putin winning with 88% of the vote. His victory was all but guaranteed with no real challengers to his re-election. At the same time, Putin is claiming that he had agreed to a prisoner swap involving imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny before he died. On Sunday, Putin was asked by NBC News. Putin said that he had agreed on the condition Navalny never returned to Russia. But unfortunately, Navalny died before the exchange could take place. Many in the West have accused Putin of assassinating Navalny. Former President Trump is explaining why he threatened during a political rally to allow Russia to attack NATO member nations if he's reelected.
When I said that and when I made that statement, I want to energize them to pay.
During a weekend interview with Fox News, Trump has pushed for years to change the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which was founded on the promise that U.S. military might and money would be devoted to protecting European security after World War II. Trump argues that European NATO member nations must commit more financial resources toward their own protection now because they should now be able to afford it. North Korea is firing more missiles over the sea. South Korea's military says a missile was fired early Monday local time. The missile test coincided with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's visit to South Korea. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the Biden administration is not backing off its support of Israel or Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He tells Fox News Sunday President Biden only wants to do everything possible to protect innocent lives in Gaza.
What we said is we will not support, cannot support, an operation in Rafah that doesn't have an executable, verifiable, achievable plan to take care of the 1.5 million people that are trying to find refuge in Rafah.
This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor. Guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
The death of Nex Benedict on February 8th in Oklahoma is triggering a wave of outrage and concern, particularly within the LGBTQ community. The Oklahoma teenager was involved in an altercation in their high school bathroom, and authorities have confirmed the teen passed away the following day due to an overdose, which was ruled a suicide by the medical examiner. The White House moving to eradicate junk fees for college students and borrowers of student loans. USA's John Schaefer.
As outlined in the president's 2025 budget proposal, the administration aims to eliminate student loan origination fees, which are a percentage of the loan amount designated as a processing fee. Additionally, the plan seeks to address college banking fees and automatic charges for textbooks.
The Mega Millions jackpot getting close to $1 billion. Lottery officials said no tickets matched all six numbers drawn Friday night, so the grand prize jumps to an estimated $875 million for the Mega Millions Tuesday drawing this week. Meanwhile, the Powerball jackpot, set for a drawing Monday night, is now over $600 million. In Kung Fu Panda 4, edging out Dune Part 2 by less than $1 million for the top spot in this weekend's box office, Kung Fu Panda 4 took in an estimated $30 million in its second week in theaters. Dune Part 2 brought home $29.1 million in its third week. The Mark Wahlberg film Arthur the King opened in third place with $7.5 million. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.